Allora, per Fucina Muta intervistiamo Dorotea Petre, che è l'attrice principale del film Come ho trascorso la fine del mondo. Well, we will speak in English, I figure. I wanted to ask how you live this experience for this movie. It is the movie settled in the 1989, which is this crucial period for you in Romania. But you told us that you were during the press conference that you were only 8 years old. So, which are your memories about that period, and how do you prepare yourself to shoot the movie?
I remember from that period that I in 89 when we were images about the revolution on TV that month in December I was staying with my brothers in the bed and watching TV and said, oh, it's not like movies like the revolution that we saw in the movie, so what's the big deal here, what's the problem, because they were I remember that from that period I remember how everything was so decrepit, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it was such an oppressive like rules when that was the finish of the scholar year, you have to participate at a festivity and everything was so obligated, everything was so obligated, you know. And it wasn't a nice period for me. Of course, it was my age of 8, and on that period you just remember that you were happy with the family, with the brothers, with the kids on the street and playing. But I remember very well how unhappy was the people, in fact.
So your personal experience is closer to the one of your little brother in the movie. It's
yes.
Like
yes, it's like La La Lilu's eyes, my experience, and that's why in this movie it was easy for me to remember how easy that to be like a big sister and to have a small brothers and live in that days. And somehow when you are 8 years old, in fact you remember a lot of details and a lot of things because you're very curious on that period and you live very intense and you remember a lot of things after. And for me that moments are still very close of me.
And what about the personality of the protagonist of the movie? Do you feel close to her? You have been so rebel also, or you feel different?
Usually me as an actress I inspire about everything, people talk with people day by day and I don't know, everything like books or movies or flowers, gardens, clothes, exactly everything, but especially it's easy to play an adolescent because they are very, it's not with artificial you know, and it's not very Eva, it's not a complicated character, it's a simple girl, clear, and somehow it's very nice to play that kind of character, an adolescent, a girl of 16 or 17.
I wanted to ask you how it comes, this job for this movie, and that was your relation with the director.
In the second year from my faculty, I was asked to do a casting for the first film Rina that I and after I took the role and played the role Rina, shoot the film, and Cătălin Mitulescu, it was a producer of this film Rina, and we met on the plateau. And after that, after the when we finished the shoot, he asked me if I want to read a script, and I said of course. He said to me that it's about the his first long metrage, and after that I read a script and we meet and talk about the script, and he said to me, okay, then I want to propose you this role, and we start to talk about this period, about the character, about the movie, about the other characters, and I don't know, for me a shoot it's not hard, for me a shoot it's a pleasure, and I cannot say oh it was hard to prepare this role. No, I'm just playing for pleasure. I cannot say that it's nice for me to have a relation with the team, close relation with the team, with the scenograph, with the other actors, because when you shoot 2 months and a half, the relation in the team are very, because the mise is very high, it has to be a good film, and we are friends, all friends on the plateau. Mm-hmm.
So even the director was a friend for you, he was not really tough.
Who give the instruction and you are just, no.
Mm-hmm. You told us again during the press conference that you felt a little bit shy at the beginning because you were at the first experiences, so you need also somebody to lead you.
Yes, I didn't have a lot of experience when I shoot the first film Rina, and Eva, it was a different character from Rina, because Rina was like a very small adolescent, 15, and she was like a boy, very masculine, and but Eva, it was it should be nice, beautiful, rebel, and she in that she should be very maternal for her brother, and it was a good start for me to do something different.
I think so. You are very young. You already has had these two experiences like a protagonist. Both the movie has a very good answer from the public, and even you have been already noticed in Cannes because you received a special mention for A Certain Regard. So are you thinking about a possible career abroad, about working not only in Romania but also?
Of course. I have an agent in Europa, in America, and every actor wanted to have an international career. I'm not different in this view.
Okay, but so are you still already considering some proposal or?
Yes, I have proposal, of course, but
still a secret.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.